think obviously, you know, we've seen some flashes of you know, brilliance and really good things, and now it's just continue to learn. Get very familiar with the offense, this consistency, understanding all the ins and outs of it. And that just comes with more repetition, more practice, these preseason games. All those things will be very helpful.
Last year, in his second year with you guys, Cruz worked a lot with you. You could see improvement, progress, and things. Can you see that little guy throughout his second year in camp? Maybe some familiarity that was breeding some good things.
Yeah, I think so. I think just coming in, having a feel for the offense, just understanding some of the ins and outs, not having to relearn everything, but kind of playing at a faster speed, just because he has a lot understanding of what what's going on, what are all the options, what are all the things he can do. So. Got off to a good start, done some good things. Hopefully, continue to do that.
Eli, speaking of Victor, I mean, he's made a couple of plays in, first couple of days of practice that have been pretty good. I mean, are you surprised that he's diving for balls and things like that?
No, I mean, that's the way, Victor, he practices, and everything's full speed and everything's full go, and that's why he's had great success. He's trying to get open, he's competitive every day at practice, trying to continue to learn and understand the ins and outs of getting open and working, on the outside receiver as well as in the slots. So, I think those are the guys that have success as they treat practice like a game. And when you get in that game, game experience, you prepare for it.
Do you at all say wow at the times when he makes the first pass I think he threw of camp? I mean, he kind of slipped, his feet went out from under him, and he gets up, reaches back. I mean, he sits there, that's pretty amazing.
He makes some good plays. So you look at the good. The good part is the catch, and you look at, why did he slip also. So, there's two different aspects of the play, and looking at his body lean and all those things, and you try to correct that, and then congratulate him on the good catch as well.
Has the new offensive line configuration, has that felt different at all, or are you just not cognizant of it while you're back
there? I think those guys, rotating different guys in and out, and it's just kind of my mindset. A lot of times I don't know who's playing, who's at guard, who's at tackle, where guys are lined up. I'm just, worrying about the defense and our plays and having great faith that they'll do their job well.
Like Jerry Reese was saying yesterday, that he still thinks you're an ascending player. There's still more that you can do even better. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think each year you're trying to improve and get better. And there's definitely room for improvement, no question about it. So, those are the things I'm working on, just decision-making, eliminate, turnovers, be more accurate, just continue to work on my skills and make sure you don't have any missed opportunities. And if the guys are open, I'm hitting them.
Eli, having gone through a title defense before, is there anything you can teach some of the other guys going through for the first time, or anything we might have done different this time around?
No, I mean, I think every training camp you treat the same. It doesn't matter what kind of success or troubles you had the year before. It's about getting better and improving on the previous year. And so, obviously, for the rookies, they're just trying to learn the offense. They're trying to learn the plays, learn the system, learn what their role is going to be. And so, you just want to get those guys caught up to speed on everything and making sure they know as much as possible, because you don't know who's going to have to step up and get reps for us and make plays in a game.
A lot of quarterbacks, especially the better ones, when they look back on their careers, they say, when I turned 30, that's kind of when it really was easier, because you've been through the apprenticeship of it and now you know the mental part better. Do you feel that?
Well, I think it's just reps. How many games have you played? How many times have you run the same play over and over again? Versus different defenses, different looks, and just having a great, confidence of where you're going to go with the ball. As the ball is being snapped, as you're getting back and you're dropping, just seeing, this guy's in this spot. I'm not going to be able to throw this. What's my progression? And your feet move faster, your eyes are looking different places. You just have a better understanding of what's going on, and so you can hopefully be more successful.
Eli, a couple more questions.
Eli, what are your initial impressions of Ruben Randle?
I think Ruben's done a good job. I think he has a pretty good understanding of what's going on with the offense. After just a short time of being here, you see some some skill set, just his route running, some speed, just a toughness also, being physical in his routes, getting open. So, you see the potential now. It's just getting a great understanding for what we're trying to do, what his responsibilities are going to be, and continue to grow within the offense.
Eli, looking at the secondary and the guys you have coming back from injury, Thomas, Prince, how exciting could that be for
you? Yeah, I think it's great for us, for our receivers, for everybody to get to go against a talented defensive group and guys who are physical, who have a great understanding of what they're doing on the defensive side, that are going to challenge us every day to get better. So, looking forward to these practices, looking forward to them playing at a high level and for us getting a lot of great work. Because of rain, we haven't got a whole lot of one-on-one action. Hopefully get some one-on-one and get the guys really work their technique, knowing if you can get open versus these guys, you should be able to get open versus a lot of guys around the NFL. Thank you.